Welcome to WIBSRadio.com. Boom!
It's time to break the new occurrence round.
Ever since I came through in the back of the instrumental, flow comes through his shoes. when it was time for this dude to represent on track, I always bang the tack and bring the back to flow. Everybody feeling like, yeah, I don't blow back, the flow is mad, yeah, cackalack straight through the door. From the most, or y'all out well, there thought this was a joke, but now y'all guess what, call me the ghost.
What are you thinking, Commander? I'm so excited to see you in person, Commander.
For me. My father is the chief of Nevi.
Take him. Ugh, starting from the bottom. Let's see. Hey, don't beat up an old man. Stop. Wow, I got promoted. Let's check around. Wait.
Butcher is selling bad meat.
I'm gonna arrest him. Great. Another promotion. Why is that guy sneaking around? I see you. Time to meet the Emperor. I'm the greatest.
fetch. Good boy. And again. A hat, seriously? Oh, that's not good. This guy is coming. Okay, get the guns up, guys. I'm gonna need more help. Come on. Yeah, good.
Your pocket, sir. Would you like to play again?
Yeah, I sure will. You know what? I just won an extra $500,000. I want to put $10,000 what I just won just now. Sorry, Harry. Do you know someone's calling your name? You know what? Don't pay attention to anyone that's calling my name, because if they're not here at the table beside with me, they did not arrive with me. So let me just go and finish it. Yeah, I want to put $100,000 right there on that one right there. Hey man, you beat that fucking Harry over
here. I've been trying to call him the whole time. He's just like, he can't hear me.
Yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. I would like to bet again. Yes, I would like to bet. This time on the, I wanna bet about 20. You know what? Just keep betting me. I know that I've been going over, but I wanna just keep betting $500,000. Okay, on that right there. Hey, winner. Oh, yeah, I won it. Hey, man, where you getting ready to go?
I'm about to go over here in my truck area, and I'm in. And you know what I'm going to do? I got a piece of big, gigantic, wet, bubble-listed bubble gum. I'm going to hit him across his head with it. You're so sweet.
But, hey, man, you sure you need to, you to do that, man? Because that man don't look like he play no games.
I don't give a about if he don't, boy, he do play a game. I saw him a game here in a second. I don't care. I've been chewing on this bubblegum for like 2 weeks now. It's a big old piece of bubblicious bubblegum. I'm going to hit him across his head with it. I'm going to make him remember who I am. Since you want to act like he don't know who I am.
Man, you sure you gonna do it?
I don't care.
Hey, man, we in a casino right now, and it says Casino Club Pino, man. You sure you gonna do all that?
I don't give a fat. I don't give a rump about what anybody say. I'm gonna take this big piece of bubble into the bubble gum I've been throwing for 2 weeks, and it's big like a big old big skull forward. I'm gonna hit fucking Harry across his head when I see him.
Yes, can we help you?
Yeah, I am trucking Harry. I just won all these chips. I would like to cash this in for cash right now, because I'm pushed for time, and the time has slipped up on me. I got to get out of this place, because my wife, Bridget, has been paging me the whole time. I got to get out of here. I just got to get out of here. So can y'all cash this in?
Hey, man. I don't see trucking Harry no more.
You know what, man? Yo, don't tell me you don't see him no more. Don't tell me that, Jack. Don't tell me you don't see him anymore. Don't tell me that, Jack. Don't tell me that. You better not tell me that, Jack, right now. You better not tell me right now. Don't tell me you don't see him.
Man, I'm serious. I do not see him nowhere around here, man.
I'm telling you, I don't give a rip, man. I'm gonna find out where he at. Hold on, wait a minute. That look like him right there. That's so enough to look like him right there.
Hey, man, so what you gonna do?
I told you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna take this bubble gum. I'm showing up. And I've been showing up for 2 weeks. And I'm gonna take him and hit him across his head, and he's gonna think it's football here.
Man. You know, that's the grossest thing, man, that you're talking about doing, man.
I don't give a rear-end about what anybody thinks what I'm going to do, okay? I don't give a rear-end about it. I don't care. You just listen to me.
Oh, yeah. I'm getting ready to leave. Oh, yeah, I'm about to get in my car. I'm about to leave. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Bye-bye, yeah. Leaving. I'm leaving the casino. Casino, Keto, I'm leaving it right now. Yeah. Yeah, me and Bridget going to have a good night tonight with all this I wore tonight. I did really well tonight. Oh, yeah, I did really well. I did really well tonight. Hey, man, so you still see Kirk Henry?
Yeah, he over there at that table right there. That's where he at right there. I see that funny looking weird hat he always wear. That funny looking hat he always wear. And that darn shirt he got on.
Man, you just belched in my face, man. That's gross, man. Why you belching in my face and go ahead and carry it on, man?
Nah, man, I didn't mean that. I apologize about that. I apologize about it all. I apologize right now. I'm about to go over here. I'm throwing this bubble gum up in the ass. This bubble gum. It's made like the size of a golf ball right now. I'm getting ready to go up to the table, and I'm getting ready to hit this guy. I'm going to hit him across the head when he cracks like he didn't know who I was.
That's right. How you doing, Mr. Dawes? I'm doing quite bright tonight. I feel I'm going to be really lucky tonight. I don't know my lucky hat. And I got on my lucky shirt.
All right, that's up.
Hey, bueno. Yeah, this was my first time. I knew this was my lucky shirt, my lucky hat. I won that. Winner. Oh, yes, I won that. Yeah. I want me a quick $100,000. I'm gonna go and I wanna put this $100,000 up to get a chance to try to win another $100,000. All right, bets in. Across the table. Okay. Nine. Winner. Yeah, I just doubled it. I got $200,000 right there. Yeah. Hey man, where you going, man? Where you getting ready to go?
I told you where I'm getting ready to go. That's it, fucking Harry right there with that funny hat on and that darn shirt. I'm getting ready to hit him with this wet bubble gum that I've been saving for 2 weeks, the size of a golf ball. I'm about to tear him across his head. He's just waiting, man.
Man, you sure, man? I'm telling you, I think really Truckin' Harry is not here anymore.
Don't you tell me. Don't you argue me now. I know that it's fucking Harry. He got that weird hat on and that weird darn check. He got it. I'm getting ready to go hit him across his head with this bubble. This is bubble cup that I've been saving for 2 weeks. You wait. You just wait. I'm gonna go to it and hit him across the head.
All right, Mr. Charles, would you like to place a bet against you? Yes, I'd like to bet $200,000 on number 8 right there. All right. Yeah, winner. Excuse me, wait a minute. We just had a weird interruption. Some guy just threw a gigantic, it seems like a gigantic piece of bubblicious bubble gum, and it looks very old right now. Well, I'm gonna tell y'all what y'all need to do. Y'all need to fix this, cause I just won $300,000 worth of chips, and this guy just hit me with a piece of disgusting bubble gum. I got my lucky hat on and my lucky shirt. So is y'all gonna fix it? Yes, sir. We gonna fix it.
Yeah, I got him. I told you that was Chuck and Harry.
Man, I'm telling you, I don't think that was Chuck and Harry, man. I really don't think that was Chuck and Harry.
You do not argue me down. I know that was Chuck and Harry. It's the only one that wear that shirt and that hat like that. I know that was Chuck and Harry. I know that was Chuck and Harry. You ain't gonna tell me no different. I know that was Chuck and Harry. So you ain't gonna tell me no different, man. You ain't telling me no different. That was Chuck and
excuse me, Mr. Charlie, what are you doing with a taser in your hand? Well, I ran into that teller that hit me with that bubble gum across my head, and I just gave him an electric treatment. Well, why didn't you wait? Because we was going to get the man that was in charge. Well, I didn't have time for that. I feel very insulted. And this is Club Kino. This is my first time coming here. I feel very insulted from some guy hitting me with some bubblegum. So I tell you what, y'all definitely need to say, well, we're going to cash the chips this, sir. We're going to give you a chip. Yeah, I'm going to get my chips, too. I need to talk to the owner because I need the owner to do something about this. All right, well, we just talked to him on the walkie-talkie, and he's on his way. He said he's coming with his daughter's plastic toy bat, too. He need to come with something, because that stupid fool is laying down there on the floor that I just tased to death or shocked to death, and he might need to pick him up.
What is going on now? I don't want to get this. Who is this guy?
Sir, it looks like it's the same dude, evidently, man, that constantly tries to bother this guy named Chuck and Harry. God bless you, sir. Thank you. Thank y'all. Hold on. I got my daughter back. Where that truck at?
It's still laying on the hall. A few minutes ago.
Yes, sir. The customer just shocked him with a taser a few minutes ago.
You know what? I ain't got time to pay for nobody insurance. I'm not paying for nobody insurance, man. Where that sucker that threw a piece of 2 week bubble gum at one of the customers? And where's the customer at that got hit with the bubble in the bubble gum and that stupid idiot was suing for 2 weeks and had for 2 weeks? He's right over there, sir. He's pretty peeved right now. He's sitting over there and he's just sitting on some lemonade right now, and he seems very peeved.
Yes. Hello, I am Mr. Casino Club Gino out the owner. I'd like to gladly apologize for what happened. Well, you know, I'm glad you gladly apologizing, but that guy, I really was in town, and I just wanted to try out this casino. It turned out to be a good one, and I got my lucky shirt on my lucky hat, but, well, you know what, do you have any damages on you? Did he damage anything? Well, by the way, he messed up my lucky hat and my lucky shirt. It got that nasty gum on it, and it felt like he had put some heat to it when he threw it over the edge at me. You know what, you just wait a minute. I got a whole bunch of old shirts and hats in my wardrobe. And you know, because we do acts around here, I'll take care of you. Hold on, I'll be right back. But let me go get that stupid idiot up that hit you with that gun. You just, I'm going to go get him. And sorry for all the inconvenience. I'll be right back. Fellas, get out of sight of the hall where he's at. He's that way. He takes him at. Yeah, he's right here on the hall, too. You know what? I'm right under that. Let me, is he conscious or unconscious right now? Sir, he's back up and he's carrying on and everything. He must been getting that but stunned by the taser. What is he doing?
I know that was Chuck Harry.
Sir, you need to come down because the general manager is on his way here to come here.
There ain't nobody gonna calm me down. Ain't nobody gonna calm me down. Ain't nobody calm me down. You know what? I'm gonna sue, cause somebody hit me with a damn taser a few minutes ago, and I'll be like, man, I told you that wasn't Chuck and Harry. You shut up, man. You trying to be on their damn side, man. I don't like this. You trying to be on their side right now. You trying to be on their side. I feel like a bridge falling down right now, cause they got me feeling like I'm damned now. I'm telling you, somebody need to sue him. He hit me with a damn taser, and I feel like a bridge. I fell down.
Sir, you need to calm down with all the commotion.
Get your hands off me. Don't tell me to calm down.
Sir, how far are you from here? I'm just right around a second around the corner. I'm coming around.
Y'all ain't gonna do that. You stupid dog. You fix you up with my daughter back, you stupid dog. Fix you up with my daughter back. You stupid.
Yeah, you know what? I almost lost my mold for a minute. It got me all, got my skin itching and everything. I hate when somebody a bad customer be here. You know what? You get out of here.
Ow.
Sir, that's it. Stop. Don't hit him. Don't beat him no more. So go to bed. You know what? I'm telling you what, man. I don't like when people come in here acting like they ain't got no darn sense. I tell you what. I beat his head over with my daughter bat. I tell you that right there. My daughter plastic bat. I got him. I sure didn't get him. Stupid sucker.
Just discovered that I may have a son here in this land. How much child support is she getting from?
The king pays no child support.
No child support for 30 years and you came back? You was a dummy.
Hello, I am Hakim Jaffer, King of Zamunda. You are the heir to the throne.
Yes, my son.
He's supposed to be like the Prince of Wakanda.
Wakanda is a fictional place.
Not to everybody.
Zamunda is a very real nation.
I don't need no handout.
Wait a minute.
Hey, I'm gonna pack.
Okay, baby.
Presente, King Akeem's son from America.
And my mom's.
And his mom's.
Children, this is your brother.
Hey, Quay. I'm sorry I slept with your man.
This happened before we even met.
It's not like you're the first man I've ever been with.
I haven't... What did you just say about the other man?
Coming to America, now it's coming to me.
I always thought that Mika was going to be queen.
A woman isn't allowed to rule Zamunda. It's the law.
Did it ever occur to you that Mika wanted to be your heir?
Would you dare banish me from my own bedroom?
How are you doing, Akeem?
I'm getting it from everywhere. I have upset my family.
You must be strong.
And General Izzy would love nothing more than to take over Zamunda.
Raise it higher!
I'm a king, I'm a...
Put your hands together!
What if I dance?
Say it again!
Give me all...
It's right over here!
I must admit, your style is far into my kingdom, but it's impressive.
That's right.
Ooh. There you go.
Let me hear you say, hey, ho.
Hey, ho.
No, don't do that. That's his mother.
Oh, don't you say that.
No, not to his mother.
Almost ready to become a prince.
Almost.
It is time.
Ceremonial circumcision.
Prince Forest, the royal machete.
Machete?
They're going to sharpen your tool, nephew.
Coming to America, now it's coming to me.
This is the great secret of life.
You've probably been sitting there wondering, what is the secret? I'll tell you how I have come to understand it. We all work with one infinite power. We all guide ourselves by exactly the same law. The natural laws of the universe are so precise that we don't even have any difficulty building spaceships. We can send people to the moon, and we can time the landing with the precision of a fraction of a second. I don't care if you're an Indian, if you're in Australia, New Zealand, Stockholm, or London, or Toronto, or Montreal, or New York. We're all working with one power. One law. It's attraction. The secret is the law of attraction. Everything that's coming into your life, you are attracting into your life. And it's attracted to you by virtue of the images you're holding in your mind. It's what you're thinking. You see, whatever is going on in your mind, you're attracting to you. Now, wise people have always known that. You can go right back to the ancient Babylonians. They've always known this. It's a small, select group of people. Why do you think that 1% of the population earns around 96% of all the money that's being earned? Do you think that's an accident? It's no accident. It's designed that way. They understand something. They understand the secret. And you are being introduced to the secret.
Going to inch in the meters and the measurement to satisfy her
And I'm just gonna end up getting loved by her. That's the reason why I keep my mind focused on my verse and my career. Everything that's been going good for me and great from here. And all the things that people thought that they could stop me, man, forget it. My career always kept me on the red carpet. It didn't argue with me. It didn't start violence with me. It didn't even turn its back on me. It just kept me going and kept me growing. And I was motivated from everything I did. No.
That's right.
What's up? That's right, pressure. Yeah. So, I done stay motivated. I done rise from the bottom and made it to the top. I'm so far up in the sky that I sometimes feel like I'm floating. Going, zoning, to a different way where people didn't understand that I was going to maintain to be made and always be great, showing my greatness, been doing things and keep coming with great creation. While a lot of people thought that they could stop everything that I was making, I got so much created that there's no way that I'm going to stop it. I'm going.
You ask me if I ever write you a song, I said no. I only think about what I'm feeling right now.
I won't
be
dealing with the pressure, man.
Hello and welcome. I'm Bob Proctor. And I am really proud and very pleased to be part of The Secret. You see, The Secret literally changed my life around 45 years ago. And for the past 38 years, I have traveled all over the world, helping people understand The Secret. The law of attraction is always working. You can never escape it. Everything that comes into your life, you're attracting into your life. And you see, as we understand The Secret, then we can sit down and dictate exactly what we want to come into our life. And with absolute certainty, it will arrive. Let's stop and think of who we are, what we are. You see, I said I am Bob Proctor. The truth is I'm not really Bob Proctor. Bob and Proctor are two words. That's my name. But it's not me. I might look at myself and say, this is me. But this isn't Bob Proctor. This isn't me either. You've never heard anybody phone into work and say, body's not coming in today, it's sick. You've never heard anyone say, am hand. We say, my hand, my name, my job. These are things we have, but it's not me. See, I am a soul, a spirit, non-physical, and I live in this physical body, and I have the ability to dictate the vibration that my mind and body will be in. You see, vibration is a law of the universe. This entire universe operates by law. There are no accidents. And vibration decrees, the law of vibration, that we literally live in an ocean of motion. Absolutely nothing rests. Everything moves. Everything's vibrating at one speed or another. And we can move into a positive or a negative vibration. We use the word feeling to describe the conscious awareness of the vibration we're in. If you hear a person say, I'm not feeling very well, what they're really saying is, I am in a negative vibration. When you hear a person say, I feel so good, what they're really saying is, I'm in a positive vibration. Now, do you know, when you're in a negative vibration, the only energy you can attract to you is like energy. You're going to attract negative situations into your life.
When you're in a positive vibration, the only thing you can attract into your life are things that are in harmony with you, positive things. So let's think about this for a moment. Our body is a molecular structure. It's a mass of molecules and a very high speed of vibration. Mind is movement, and body is the manifestation of that movement. You and I have the conscious ability to choose the images that we're going to hold in our mind. We tap into an infinite source of supply, and we choose our thoughts. We can pick up other people's thoughts, or we can originate thoughts. And when we bring those thoughts together, we create ideas. I can create an idea in my mind of myself having anything I want. And then as I take that idea and impress it upon my subconscious mind, which is universal intelligence, I not only affect my body, but I affect this entire universe. Now I know that most of us have such a small picture, a small image of ourselves, that we have a difficult time believing that we would actually affect the entire universe. But we do. Do you know that thought waves are cosmic waves that penetrate all time and space? And when I think something, I control the vibration I'm in. And when I control the vibration I'm in, I control what I attract into my life. If I want greater wealth, I just have to see it coming into my life. I've been given a magnificent imagination. And through the use of my imagination, I can create, originate pictures in my mind. I can see myself in beautiful relationships. I can see myself experiencing wonderful success. I can see money coming to me through multiple sources on a continuous basis. You see, I dictate what I see. You know, Viktor Frankl was a Jewish psychiatrist that spent the war years in a concentration camp. Now, I don't suppose anyone has ever experienced more physical and intellectual abuse than those people that were in those camps. But Viktor Frankl pointed out in a marvelous book, Man's Search for Meaning, that no one could cause him to think something he didn't want to think. And you know, all the great leaders, all down through history, as far back as you want to go, have been in complete and unanimous agreement on one point, that we become what we think about. Now, why is that so? Because we have the freedom to think anything we want. We can originate thoughts, or we can pick thoughts just out of the ether. And we can internalize those thoughts. We can bring them together and build beautiful ideas, or we can build terrible ideas. But the ideas we build are going to determine the vibration we're in. And the vibration we're in is going to dictate the energy that we attract to us. Now ask yourself, what do you really want? Think about it for a moment. What kind of relationships do you want? What kind of health do you want to experience? Do you want prosperity? What kind of a business do you want? Do you know that you are the architect of your life? You truly are. And you can tap into this infinite source of supply, and it is an infinite source of supply. I think one of the most magnificent authors of the past 500 years was a man named Thomas Troward. And he talked about the spirit of opulence. And he talked about us tapping into the infinite. And he said, when you are drawing from the infinite, you can never take more than your share. Abundance is your birthright. But understand this, you will never attract into your life something that is not in harmony with you. And so if you want more, if you want greater wealth, greater health, more meaningful relationships, make up your mind right now that you're going to build the image of what you want, and you're going to hold on to that image, and you're going to stay in that vibration. This entire universe is an orderly universe. Energy attracts like energy. So just understand that the good that you want is already here. All you have to do is get in harmony with it. And you do that through your own thinking. It's absolutely phenomenal when you stop and think about it. Build the image of the world you want to live in. Watch the film, The Secret, over and over again. Go to the website, The Secret TV, because all of the products that they're offering you are going to help you alter your conditioning change your habitual way of thinking. And when you do that, you have changed your world. I did that 45 years ago. I was just a young man, but I was given a book, and the book helped me establish a purpose for my life. It helped me understand myself. And you're going to attract according to your belief. Now, you might not really believe in yourself, but if you keep studying, you're going to be absolutely amazed with yourself. You see, our belief system is based upon our evaluation of something. And the more we reevaluate a situation, the more our belief about that situation will change. I want you to reevaluate the laws that govern your being. Start to understand the law of vibration. See how the law of attraction and the law of vibration are really, in truth, the same law. You can only attract to you the things that vibrate in harmony with you. I'll look forward to meeting you in open programs that we conduct, that Secret are going to promote. And I look forward to meeting you on another series of videos that this company is offering. The Secret is phenomenal. It's waking up the world. This is Bob Proctor. Thank you.
Somewhere underneath all that bacony, bourbony, crispy oniony goodness, there's a turkey having the best day of his entire life.
Arby's, we have the meat.
Any beverage connoisseur will tell you that real Kentucky bourbon has an excellent mouthfeel. Well, consider this, beverage connoisseur. What kind of mouth feelings would happen if Arby's made sauce with real Kentucky bourbon and put it on brown sugar bacon? How would your mouth feel about that? Your mouth feel pretty good?
Arby's, we have the meat.
Arby's has looked far and wide, farm and field, but there's just no such thing as a brown sugar pig. Trust Arby's on this one. Suppose we'll just have to make brown sugar bacon the hard way, hand sprinkling that sweet magic all over this thick-cut bacon. How would you even get a brown sugar pig? Cross a brown pig with a... like a gummy bear?
Arby's, we have the meat.
Sweet, crispy brown sugar bacon on a sweet, fluffy King's Hawaiian bun. 0 out of 5 dentists recommend Arby's new King's Hawaiian Brown Sugar Bacon BLT.
Arby's, we have the meat.
Arby's new brown sugar bacon half-pound club is sort of misleading. The half-pound refers only to the weight of the roast turkey and pit-smoked ham. The bacon makes it much heavier.
Arby's, we have the meat.
That's what I'm talking about.
Arby's, we have the meat.
Look at this bacon. Seems like something you've enjoyed before. But look closer. Is that brown sugar you see? Melting into a sweet crackly glaze? Yes, your eyes were right. It's Arby's brown sugar bacon. And what are those? Sandwiches? Oh, buddy, what's the occasion? Some sort of sandwich party? Go bacon! Go bacon! Go bacon! Go!
Arby's, we have the meat.
Perhaps if chickens bothered to fly, they'd have more meat on those wings. Until then, Arby's will dip this in buffalo sauce.
Arby's, we have the meat.
We owe a lot to buffaloes. Pretty pictures in 8th grade history books. A city in New York. A zesty sauce for chicken. And now, Arby's new buffalo chicken sandwich. So next time you see a buffalo out there, thank it. From a safe distance, they're not as nice as you'd hope.
Arby's, we have the meat.
Arby's has put a lot of effort into their new chicken. But don't worry, the other meats are fine. They're all still here. Arby's would never become a chicken-only restaurant. Who would go to a place that sold only chicken? What an amusing, unrealistic idea. A chicken filet place. What would they call it? Chicken Town? Arby's, we have the meat. Man, Arby's chicken sandwiches have really let themselves go. They barely fit on the bun anymore. Someone should say something. Arby's, we have the meat. Right now, you can get two Arby's Euros for just $6. That's a Euro for the hand that does stuff well, and a Euro for the hand that tries, but can't. Arby's, we have the meat. All good things must come to an end. Books, naps, sandwiches. But at Arby's, you can put off the end with €2 for $6. Pita bread, two times. Twice as long with tzatziki sauce. But when the second Euro ends, don't act sad. You knew this was coming. You knew the Euros would end eventually. Arby's, we have the meat. Sandwich proprietor Arby's has officially teamed up with E-League. Anyone hear that? No, it's like a beeping. There, listen. It's faster now. What? Looks like it's time to invest in a diffuse kit. Arby's, we have the meat. If you, like Arby's, are a big E-League fan, you gotta try Arby's 13-hour smokehouse brisket sandwich. Hickory-smoked beef brisket, topped with smoky Gouda cheese, piled with crispy onions, shot with something called a deagle, slathered with, I want to say that was some kind of sauce, and sandwiched between what is now basically bun dust. Arby's, we have the meat. Ever since Arby's partnered with E-League, all our food keeps blowing up. So why should we waste our time describing those cute little seasoned curls? They're twisty, crispy outsides. They're twisty, soft insides. Arby's, we have the meat. Now that Arby's and E-League are brothers in CSGO, we'd like to take a moment to announce that... Ah! What is going on? Rush me! Rush me! Rush me! Ah! Surreal! Surreal! Surreal. Arby's is really starting his second-guess his partnership! Arby's, we have the meat. Arby's Italian meatball sub should come with 4 meatballs, but if you get 5, that's a little gift just for you, like that lone curly fry in your potato cakes. Arby's, we have the meat. Picture, if you will, 2 Italian sandwiches at Arby's. One sporting a row of hefty Italian seasoned meatballs, aptly named the Italian meatball. The other loaded with 11 Italian ingredients, aptly named the Loaded Italian. Both are oddly appropriately named, coming from a place that is something called a Jamocha shake. Arby's, we have the meat. Introducing Loaded Curly Fries. Arby's has a brand new salad. Arby's, we have the meat. Good news! Now you can stop bringing your own ranch, bacon pieces, and cheds to Arby's. You technically weren't ever allowed to do that, by the way. Arby's, we have the meat. If your child ever asks you, where do sandwiches come from, tell them the truth. Look them straight in the eyes and tell them, sandwiches come from Arby's. And if they ask where the Loaded Italian and its many meats come from, kindly respond, what part of Arby's didn't you understand, Giuseppe? the new loaded Italian sandwich. Arby's, we have the meat. Now that buffalo chicken sliders are on the menu, Arby's just became your new favorite sports bar. Especially if you don't like TVs or alcohol. Arby's, we have the meat. You can't ask Arby's to pick a favorite slider. That's like asking us to pick which one of our kids we want to eat. Arby's, we have the meat. This is USDA Choice Top Round Angus Steak. On a sandwich! Arby's, we have the meat. This is where Arby's bacon comes from. It's both thick-cut and peppery. Both peppery and succulent. Both succulent and smoky. Both smoky and bacon. Both bacon and on a sandwich. Arby's, we have the meat. If you haven't tried Arby's deli-style fork-tender corned beef, perhaps it's because you're not a corned beef fan. We suggest you rethink your stance. This is not a time to be stubborn. Arby's, we have the meat. Cows are not born with a smoke ring on their brisket. We smoke our brisket for at least 13 long hours, all for the sake of a smoke ring. Why would we do that? What is our meat agenda? Arby's, we have the meat. Marinated 100% whole turkey breast meat. If you're not putting this turkey on a sandwich, you are not making this turkey sandwich. You are making a mistake. Arby's, we have the meat.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, owner of Mint Mobile. It's the holidays, and the big wireless companies are busy spending billions on advertising. At Mint, we're not into wasting money, so we bought this spiffy stock footage for $500. Our footage also came with another hand, so we can let you know if you switch to Mint, you'll get 3 months free on all of our plans, even unlimited. Feels like that deserves an exclamation point. Whoa, easy. Easy.
Feel the rhythm of Baywatch Resort and Conference Center in North Myrtle Beach. 18 bodies of water on site. Blue Room Cafe Restaurant. Fishtails Beach Bar. Sandtrap Sports Bar and Grill. Fully furnished, spacious rooms and suites. Oceanfront location. Plus, minutes from shopping, dining, nationally ranked golf courses, and world-class entertainment. Either way you choose to spend your vacation, Baywatch Resort has more of the amenities and activities you love. Plus, with the Oceana Rewards Card, get free tickets to Wildwater and Wheels Water Park and other great savings. Because at all of your Oceana resorts, we give you more. More of the things you love in a vacation, free, just for staying with us. So feel relaxed. Feel rejuvenated. Feel the rhythm at Baywatch Resort and Conference Center in North Myrtle Beach.
He loves me. He loves me not. He loves me. He loves me not. He loves me.
Dick's Palm Superstore. Your love story deserves a diamond from Dick's.
When the lightning strikes the clock tower at midnight.
Doc!
What is it?
Doc! Great Scott!
Wait, this isn't Hollywood. And so if you're needing a good luxury watch to tell time, there's Dick's Pawn Superstore, where you can get the celebrity treatment without the celebrity price on all of their luxury watches, backed by their lowest price guarantee. The luxury watches you want without the Great Scott!
Oh, this is heavy.
We doing this or not?
Let's roll.
Wait, this isn't Hollywood. And so if you're needing extra cash and you want to keep cruising, there's Dick's Pawn Superstore, where you can get the celebrity treatment without the celebrity rates on their title loans. Save yourself a ticket. Keep cruising with title loans from Dick's Pawn.
That'd be my treasure! R, over my dead body, that treasure is mine!
It's mine!
No, it's mine!
Ladies, if you're looking for somewhere to surrender your gold booty, then Dick's Pawn Superstore is the place to go. They'll give you the most bang for your buck in all of Myrtle Beach.
I saw him first! No, it's my superhero!
Good morning. We'd just like to thank you for choosing Dodge's store. Gas up, get a little something to eat, and be on your way. Enjoy the drive.
Daniel's gone. So happy that I can see you again. Wonderful time with my family and friends. Ain't nothing better than this. Yeah. For all we know, this time may not come around again. And that's why I never wanted to end. It's such a beautiful bliss. Oh, happy feelings everywhere. We're dancing in the Christmas cheer. The kids are waiting in their beds for Santa. Oh, Santa, I don't have a long list this year. The present is my present here. Christmas spirit in the air is all I need. So let it snow,
snow.
Oh, say
today, share the sweetness with a gift from Edible.
Thank you.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back. Much respect. guess we're made to live together. I need you to be centralized, to be the pressure.
have to be immortal to get my money back. You haven't been able to answer the only question that matters in Shark Tank. How do I make money?
Who are the sharks? They're self-made business experts worth billions. Kevin O'Leary is a shrewd venture capitalist who made his fortune selling a children's educational company for over $4 billion. Damon John dominated the fashion world with FUBU. Now he's the branding expert behind multiple global brands generating billions in sales. Robert Herjavec, son of an immigrant factory worker, founded one of the world's preeminent cybersecurity firms. Maury Grenier, the queen of QVC, holds over 100 patents and has launched over 400 products, grossing over $500 million in sales. And Mark Cuban, renowned billionaire tech mogul and the outspoken owner of the Dallas Mavericks.
Oh, Want to see the Fruit Loop world?
Yeah!
Follow me through the loop and let's go explore.
Toucan Sam!
Throw it to Sam! Can we come back?
Anytime! Just follow your nose! Fruit Loop, part of a complete breakfast.
Hi, I'm Vivian Akins. I'm a real estate agent in the Charlotte, North Carolina area, and I'm here today to welcome you to the city of Monroe. Monroe is the county seat of Union County, North Carolina, and we're at the courthouse, actually the old courthouse in Monroe. The Union County Courthouse was built in 1886 and is a great example of Victorian architecture. Monroe is named after former President James Monroe, and Monroe is the hub of industrial and retail activity. Monroe's historic downtown has many professional offices and retail boutiques. Monroe is surrounded by historic homes, established communities, and communities with new construction. If you would like to know more about the city of Monroe or other communities in Union County, please visit my website, vivianakins.com.
By a dude by the name of James Monroe. Like I said, Mr. 239 always going
gon' shine and be the president of the AM fleet. So if you dudes out there didn't understand, man, I'm hysterical with my flow. Better yet, like I said, this how my life been in the 704. 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 Check it, man, I'ma tell you. I invented my first invention, immoral NC in a room where a woman had died at, or a house a woman died at, paranormal activity. Every night I was out there rehearsing, blast from the last minute suggestion, while most dudes in the street left with suggestions, try to figure out what's gonna keep them moving, what's gonna keep them improving. Man, checking, Mr. 239 motivation is with inside of him, and everything I've been seeing been manifesting, because of my boy by the name of CP from the LBC. I wonder where he at, man. Can y'all hear me? When Mr. 239 be representing clearly, yo, that's where I was at in the 704, wherever I used to be. Hang around dudes picking guitars while I got ready to flow. Man, I'm outside the neighborhood like, this how my life been in the 704. 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 Check it. Man, my life been so interesting in the 704. My life been so dull in the 704. Man, my life been interesting in the 704. My life been so dull in the 704. My life been so interesting in the 704. Man, that made me grow to be the man I am today, yo. Y'all remember to everyone from No One, thanks a lot.
Have you been
worried up? That's how my life been in the 704.
Yeah, I gotta get my clothes ready. Hey, man, Johnson, what you getting ready to do, man? Get out of the way, man. I'm looking for my new shirt, man. I'm about to go perform with Mr. 239.
People everywhere are experiencing a breakthrough.
I'm full!
Taco Bell's new Big Bell Value Menu. A new menu with filling items, like half-pound burritos and double tacos. To keep your stomach and your wallet full, think outside the bun.
Introducing Taco Bell's new handheld, the Chicken Quesadilla. Equipped with three cheeses and marinated all-white meat chicken. It supports both lunch and dinner platforms. Download the new CQ today and see how it feels to think outside the bun.
People everywhere are experiencing a breakthrough.
I'm full!
Taco Bell's new Big Bell Value Menu. Featuring the spicy chicken burrito with shredded chicken simmered in authentic Mexican spices. To keep your stomach and your wallet full, think outside the bun.
Introducing Taco Bell's new Ultimate Chalupa. Layer on layer of carne asada steak, guacamole, sour cream, and fiesta salsa surrounded by a crispy, chewy chalupa shell. To experience the ultimate taste, think outside the bun.
Taco Bell's new Ranchero Chicken Soft Taco. Marinated grilled all-white meat chicken, freshly prepared fiesta salsa, and a zesty avocado ranch sauce. So much great taste, you'll be floored by flavor. For a burst of fresh flavor, think outside the bun.
Taco Bell's new steak grilled taquitos. Authentic marinated carne asada steak, hand-rolled and grilled to go with your choice of dip. For carne asada steak you can eat anywhere.
That looks delicious.
The taquito or the guy?
Think outside the bun.
Everywhere experiencing a breakthrough.
I'm full!
Taco Bell's Big Bell Value Menu. Featuring the half-pound beef and potato burrito with seasoned beef and golden potatoes. To keep your stomach and your wallet full, think outside the bun.
It's the Fajita Grilled Stuffed Burrito from Taco Bell. Loaded with authentic carne asada steak and grilled fajita vegetables. All wrapped in a flour tortilla and grilled to go. Ooh, fajita. For sizzling fajita taste, think outside the bun.
It's the grilled stuffed burrito from Taco Bell. Seasoned beef, three melted cheeses, sealed inside a grilled tortilla. All for just a $1.99. For the affordable, heavy-duty portable, you gotta think outside the bun.
Look at us. We're the hugest stars ever.
Come on. Don't get an ego again.
I don't have an ego. I just love how awesome I am.
Warm flatbread filled with seasoned beef and cool sour cream. Taco Bell's Gordita Supreme
for 99 cents.
American innovation meets Mexican styling. Taco Bell's totally redesigned chicken enchilada. Tender marinated all-white meat chicken, slow-simmered enchilada sauce, and melty cheese wrapped up and grilled to go. Only at Taco Bell.
Here's the deal. You hate blowing money, but you want a ton of food. Taco Bell's $5 box. A cheesy double-decker taco, burrito supreme, taco supreme, cinnamon twist, and medium soda. All for just $5. Now that's a deal.
At Taco Bell, we grill marinated steak. Slice it thick. Then double the steak and add real pepper jack cheese. Double the steak. Double the gourmet. The new Cantina Double Steak Quesadilla. Only at Taco Bell.
In Game 1 of the World Series, Lorenzo Cain stole a base in Kansas City. And breakfast to all of America. So run into Taco Bell on Thursday, November 5th from 7 to 11 a.m. to score your free a.m. Crunchwrap. Way to go, Lorenzo.
One of these is not like the others. Because only one triple-doubles the seasoned beef, nacho cheese sauce, and crunchy tostada. Taco Bell's new limited edition triple-double Crunchwrap. It's one you don't want to miss.
Taco Bell's Crunchwrap is already an icon. So we put a fresh new spin on it. Marinated grilled chicken, creamy Caesar dressing, and crunchy Parmesan crisps. All wrapped up in a warm tortilla. All hail the new Caesar Crunchwrap. Only at Taco Bell.
Breakfast has come out of its shell. Crisp bacon, seasoned potatoes, and cheddar cheese, all wrapped in a fried egg. The new Naked Egg Taco, only at Taco Bell.
Fries have been crinkled, curled, waffled, but they've never been nachoed. Golden fries dusted in Mexican spices with a side of warm nacho cheese sauce. New $1 nacho fries from Taco Bell. Taste what's next in fries.
It's tough to top an original, so we added to the sides instead. It's the Cheesy Gordita Crunch you know and love, now completely new. The $5 Double Cheesy Gordita Crunch Box, only at Taco Bell.
Fried chicken isn't supposed to come in a box with a crunchy taco, a Doritos Locos taco, and a drink. And it definitely isn't supposed to be served as a crispy all-white meat shell. Guess we've got a tradition of breaking traditions. The $5 Naked Chicken Chalupa Box from Taco Bell.
Every day feels a little too familiar lately. So we've decided to spice things up by giving away a new Flamin' Hot Doritos Locos Tacos for free. Tuesday, April 21st. Taco Bell. Let our drive-thru help you get through.
The only way to beat a box of cheesy, crunchy, fully loaded nachos is more nachos. It's Taco Bell's $10 Nachos Cravings Pack. Order ahead and pick up yours at our contactless drive-thru.
Have you really watched 20 hours of Introvert Island? We'll feast your eyes on Taco Bell's Chalupa Cravings Box instead. Filled with all your Taco Bell favorites for just $5. Order ahead and pick up yours at our contactless drive-thru.
Here's another challenge.
Dad, what are you doing?
I'm TikToking.
Where can you find something crunchy, melty, and only a dollar? Taco Bell's $1 Nacho Crunch Double Stack Taco. Order ahead and pick yours up at our contactless drive-thru.
Taco Bell's new grilled cheese burrito is filled with nacho cheese sauce and a delicious three-cheese blend. And even more melty cheese is grilled on top. Introducing Taco Bell's $5 grilled cheese burrito box. Order ahead and pick yours up at our contactless drive-thru.
I'm a TurboTax Live expert, ready to assess even the most unique tax situations.
Can I deduct this clarinet as a medical expense?
Since you're planning to fix an overbite, yes. Those custom size 26 shoes are a valid expense for a circus clown.
That's funny.
If we catch crab in Virginia and Maryland, do we file in each state?
With large catches in both? Yes. I'll even file for you.
Thank you.
File with the help of an expert, or let an expert file for you. Intuit TurboTax Live.
Instead. Let's meet the CEO of Samsung Tech, Nam Dosan.
Hi. My name is Nam Dosan, CEO of Samsung. We are the future.
Yeah.
We need a partner. Hi.
Yeah.
We'll make a lot of
money! 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 Money!
go to the assembly line and get Agent 239 because the industry has been sent for, and he's going to be the target to eliminate him and take him out. Do you understand that? Yes, yes, sir. I understand that.
Yeah.
But, sir, what is he supposed to do? Don't question me. Just do as I say.
What a marvelous piece of work.
Come take him out on a monster strike. Hey, yo, big ups to the product of the 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One love. That nigga with the heat that'll bury you. Real motherfucking G's, nigga like Eric Wright. Get your boogie
with my mobster strike. Eric Wright, real motherfucking G's, nigga like Eric Wright. Get your boogie on. With my mobster strike. Eric Wright, real motherfucking G's, nigga like Eric Wright. Get your boogie on. With my mobster strike. Eric Wright, real motherfucking G's, nigga like Eric Wright. Get your boogie on. With my mobster strike. Yeah, Mr. 239 coming in, and I'm the gun that's aimed at the door, so you better duck. Cause when it's time for me to represent, yo, yo, out of luck. Everybody thought that they could stop everything that Mr. 239 came through. Busting up slugs, busting up from out of my gut. Making everybody feel like, yeah, they done fell down. Y'all know what time it is when I bring the real sound. Midtown, mid you down. All you dudes out there keep kidding now. Come get ready, spit it out. I am the new person that's coming to destroy all my targets. Y'all getting ready to be eliminated now. So you better move out the way, stand back. I'm with my mouth to start. 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 With my mouth to strike, yeah. I'ma make sure that I come in and I take them out. Man, take it. I'm so powerful and strong. I don't need to run with no mafia. I'm a mobster on my own. To all you dudes out there, better understand. You gon' respect me as if I got a chrome pointed at your dome. Five, I be representing and let you know that everything can make you feel like you phone. Toe whack cruise like an MLO. Everybody thought they could stop everything that Mr. 239 spoke. Getting ready to eliminate all my targets. I'm talking about retaliation on niggas that try to start shit. Thought that they could stop everything I'm doing. Now they getting blasted up. Yeah, with a mob to strut. Yeah, with a mob to strut. With a mob to strut. With a mob to strut. Yeah, as I continue to strut, leaving all you dudes stuck. And all y'all out there better understand, yo, I be packing it up. Packing up shots to make them get backed up and bust. React up and shut. Y'all niggas getting bust like suns. When it's time for me to represent, you ain't nothing but a dud. Yo, Mr. 239 be busting up a whole bunch of slugs from my mom. Making all y'all feel like you're getting drunk. Make them feel like it's a closed casket with a song. Making everybody feel like when I come through, I done blast so many shots, they gone and gone. When Mr. 239 be coming through, y'all know I be representing with flow. With a mob to strut. 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 With a mob to strut.
I'm gonna tell you, you were weird.
Oh man,
I don't know.
Oh man, I don't know.
You know what? I heard of him, but I ain't ever seen no hate like this.
Yeah.
You know, that ain't my hideout. Sometimes they be lost, you know. I told them, man, I be hanging out in the ghost town. You know what I mean?